Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Welcome back. Hour number three live here on Sports Weekend here. Sports Byline brought to you by Geico and Geico.com. We're in Southern California. And Notre Dame and Southern Cal all wrapped up in a way. And Notre Dame, again, that 78th strength of schedule he heard from Brock Hines. Let me say something about my buddy, Brock Hines. I have had, seriously, so many social media. Who is Brock Hines? Well, you know, voice of UMass hockey. Google him. Some 30 years, three decades doing hockey. He is as sharp as they come when it comes to picking college and pro football. He's having a blast. He's having the time of his life. Talk to him today as I got a chance to not only watch some great college football, but play Torrey Pines in San Diego with some clients. But Heinze is just amazing. He nailed South Carolina Clemson. 10-4 in college football. And the thing is, he doesn't listen. This, you know, if this is, look, if you're gambling and you're going cuckoo on college football and you're betting every game, you know, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, or if you're on the West Coast at 9 o'clock in the morning, you're losing money. You're not winning. You're not winning. But Heinze does it for entertainment purposes, and it's just hilarious. It really is. All right. Where are we going tonight? Giovanna Scroggin, she is in College Station, Texas. We're going to lead off the hour with her with a brief update on Texas A&M and Texas. Longhorns 14-0. Ewers had an ankle injury, so that is something to be concerned of, but perhaps not. A&M has just really had the wheels come off. I mean, Mike Elko, the coach there, has done an outstanding job, but the wheels have come off. And then we'll head to Nick Douglas. He was at Tennessee Vanderbilt today, the SEC, and now the whole playoff thing is thrown into chaos with Michigan knocking off Ohio State. So we will keep an eye on that as well. So we will get the break and come back, go live to College Station, Texas, and then we'll go live to Nick Douglas, who's in the heart of the Southeastern Conference. So we look forward to that as well. So stay with us right here on Sports Weekend. And don't forget, on Sunday mornings, join Andy Dorf. He does a great job previewing all the NFL football. Andy Dorf does a great job recapping college football right here on Sports Weekend. I'm Marty Terrell. We are presented by Geico and Geico.com. We're live in San Diego. We're coming right back. Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, live in Southern California, this is Sports Weekend here on a Saturday into a Sunday. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. You know, we're presented by Geico, and I want to thank the guys from Sharp Healthcare. We, Torrey Pines Golf Course in San Diego, Notre Dame, and Southern Cal. It's really good to be here in warm weather. I don't know what the weather's like in Ames, Iowa, as Iowa State takes on Kansas State. That game at last check was a high-scoring affair despite really real-time or real-field temperatures in the sub-zero, like minus six. Our cohort, Randy Burns, up there, I almost wanted to put him on the radio tonight. But we got Giovanna Scroggins. You know, she's at the key game tonight. Giovanna, welcome aboard. You are at, Kyle Field in College Station, Texas. How are you, Gio? What's up?
I'm good. It's a little cold down here, which is surprising for Texas, but the environment is electrifying. People are pumped up. This game is awesome so far.
Yeah, obviously the winner goes to the SEC title game. Georgia Tech last night. What a crazy game that was. We won't waste our time on that. Let's get right to the core of it. Give us the latest score, time remaining in the first half at Kyle Field, and we'll break down the first half and kind of get you to forecast what you expect in the final 30 minutes of that game. Go ahead. Tell us about where we are right now in that game.
Yeah, Longhorns are up 14-0 right now in the second quarter, 6 minutes to go in the half. So it's going to be really interesting going into halftime. The Texas A&M team has been struggling on offense. Can't really get anything going. They're stopping, making some good third down plays when it comes to their defense. But, I mean, Longhorns are just throwing the ball and getting downfield.
Yeah. Hey, what's your setup there? You in the press box? Give us a lay of the land. They taking good care of you for Sports Overnight America, Giovanna? Let's hear.
I am right in the heart of the action, Marty. I actually had to step away from the sideline real quick just so I can make sure y'all can hear me and I can hear you clearly. But I'm right next to all of the A&M fans, all the Longhorn fans on the sideline. Make sure you're staying on up to date on all things Sports Around America on Instagram. You can see all my coverage on there. But yeah, on the sideline, and it's a good one.
They put you on the sideline, not in the press box, huh?
Well, you know, I want to be in the action, Marty. I got to give the fans what they want.
Giovanna, that's unbelievable. I figured you'd be up in the old stuffy press box, but you're right down on the sideline. Great job out of you. All right, let's break down Texas real quick before I let you go. Is this a team, do you think, that can win the national championship, number one, and should they be favored to win the national championship? Ohio State got picked off by Michigan today.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the Longhorns should be favored to win a national championship. I just think there's other teams like Oregon, Penn State, that are quite frankly a better football team than the Longhorns. But I think they're going to make a good playoff run. I think they're going to they win this game, get it done here. They have a good chance of winning that SEC game. So Longhorns can have at least that championship. But when it comes to the Natty, I don't think it's going to get it done for them.
All right. So what do you expect you'll be covering tonight that we'll hear on Monday? I look forward to having you on for perhaps the full hour on Monday, or at least a couple of segments. What do you think we'll be talking about on Monday? Not only about Texas A&M, but I want you to start there, but the general landscape, Giovanna, with college football. It's total chaos right now.
Oh, yeah. And I think the biggest talk out of Monday is going to be what this college ranking 12-team playoff is going to be. Obviously, with these huge teams losing, that's going to be the huge headline. Where is SMU going to land? They had a good win against Cal. They're currently 9. Are they going to move up with some of these teams losing? So that's going to be the headline, I think, on Monday. And then I guess we'll see what happens with this game, but I think it's going to be a good win for Texas.
Well, listen, we look forward to it. We appreciate it. Any developments between now and the next, 40 minutes, check back with us. But otherwise, we will talk to you Monday. You are presented by Geico Insurance. I hope you're having a good time. I know you're working hard. You're doing a great job. Thank you, Giovanna.
Oh, yeah. Talk to you soon, Marty.
All right, there you go. Giovanna Scroggins live at Kyle Field in College Station, Texas. And seriously, folks, I don't know. A part of me wants to think that Texas can win the national championship. I don't know why that is. I mean, it's easy to pick Oregon. Prior to today, it was easy to pick Ohio State. I don't trust James Franklin, the head coach at Penn State, as far as I can throw him. I don't see it. You know, I almost feel like if Oregon's, it feels like Oregon's like Tiger Woods in golf back in his prime. You know, it was all about Tiger. You knew he was going to win. Who's going to finish second? Is Oregon, the Ducks, all of that? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, seriously, I don't know. I don't trust Penn State. But you know what? The minute I say that, maybe Penn State all of a sudden jumps up, gets their house owner. Drew Allar's a elite quarterback. Who knows? I mean, you just don't know. Ohio State. How does that happen? How does Ohio State, we can talk about, Michigan taking the flag and, trying to pierce the O in the center of the field. Okay, great. But think about it. Ohio State now has two losses, Michigan and obviously Oregon, giving further credence to the idea that it's all about Oregon. And I wouldn't have said that back in April, May, and June when we were previewing college football. Not on your life. And here's another thing I will tell you. If you don't think Ryan Day's seat is hot in Columbus, you're crazy. Unless they win the national championship, unless they get to Atlanta on January 20th or whatever it is, I think it's January 20th, in the national title game, Ohio State might be looking for a new coach. You can tell me all you want about Chip Kelly and Ryan Day, a couple of, podunk guys from New Hampshire. They lose to Oregon on the road, acceptable. You lose to Michigan, you've just made Michigan seasoned. And, oh, by the way, who heads up the 12-team playoff committee? None other than Ward Manuel, the athletic director at the University of Michigan. You can't make this stuff up, folks, right? You can't make it up. So, this is where we're at right now. I think it's Texas. I do. I mean, this A&M team, but yet the minute I say that, I look at A&M and I'm thinking, oh, my God, the A&M is like, one minute you think they're maybe the outlier that could sneak up and bite somebody, and then they lose in three or four overtime game last week to Auburn. They've been sloppy. Mike Elko was sending a flare to the sky that, hey, Texas A&M football is back. And will be respected and should be never neglected. Well, guess what? They've fallen by the wayside. They're irrelevant right now. And how about Alabama? I mean, come on. I'll tell you the team we're going to focus on tonight here in the next segment with Nick Douglas, and that's going to be Tennessee. We're going to hear from that win over Vandy today, and you can look at that victory and say, oh, yeah. I mean, come on. It's Vanderbilt. Well, you know, Vanderbilt also beat Alabama this year and had the early lead today. But early leads don't mean anything. It's about the final score at the end of the game when there's triple zeros on the scoreboard, right? All right, so we will do that. We're going to get a break. We're coming back. Fire up that music. Let's go. And when we come back, Nick Douglas is going to join us, and we got sound bites from Josh Heupel, the coach of Tennessee. Maybe it's Tennessee. Maybe Tennessee's the team that's going to be like in this crazy, chaotic first year of the 12-team playoff. Tennessee will get in, and Tennessee will win the national championship, and it'll be a Rocky Top. Who knows? I thought it would be Alabama or Georgia or Texas, but it's crazy. So we're coming back here. It's Sports Weekend, presented by Geico and by Rocket Mortgage. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline. We'll get you a scoreboard update. I'm worried about Iowa State. We're coming back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Sports Weekend, we are in Southern California, courtesy of Geico and Geico.com. And Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 towards your closing costs right now at Rocket Mortgage with every approved mortgage. Let's get Nick Douglas in here. He's our college football extraordinaire and also with an emphasis on the SEC. Are we getting some feedback here?
Marty, my man, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Nick, how are you, my man? What's going on? How are you?
Doing very well. Exciting day across college football. As we all know, we are rounding the corner, tying the knot on what's been one of the most exciting regular seasons in recent memory. The playoff has made the regular season interesting up to the very last week. So this has been incredible across the board. A couple of upsets to start the day off. And, we are moving right through this season and starting to get a clear picture on who's on the fringe. And with the upper hand, who's on the fringe, sort of looking outside, looking in, and who is unfortunately going to miss the playoff.
Well, Nick, let's break this down. We got some time, and I might have to hold you over for a segment or two. I hope that's all right. But here's where I want to go. Where are we right now? I mean, the big trigger today is indisputable. I mean, Ohio State losing to Michigan has thrown this whole top four, top five of a 12-team bracket into total chaos. Can you bring it into any kind of perspective for us here tonight before we sit down Sunday morning with our breakfast Cheerios and try to figure this out? What do you see right now? Well, what's on your radar screen?
Yeah, my understanding of that whole situation is that, you know, the Big Ten, it's become pretty clear that the Big Ten will not get the benefit of the doubt versus a three-loss SEC team and a two-loss Big Ten team. So you're looking at it, if Indiana had dropped this one to Purdue, or if SMU, who's an ACC team, had dropped one, Miami, another team, had dropped one today. It does not look like, with the new scheduling format in the SEC, with the Robin scheduling, something that's not getting talked about, that they're going to get the benefit of the doubt. Having said that, programs like Ohio State, programs like Alabama, are much more likely to get the benefit of the doubt over an Indiana or a Boise State or an Arizona State, just a smaller name. And so, granted, all the rankings, just as a reminder to the audience, all the rankings are just off of predictions. Predictions for how the committee is going to vote for the final college football playoff selection Sunday. So it's tough to see what the committee will measure, and we're all trying to predict it. But what I will tell you is, they are much more likely to put an Ohio State in over a three-loss SEC team just because it's Ohio State, they've got the winning tradition, and they're looking a lot at those records.
And I think that's right. We're talking to Nick Douglas, presented by Geico and Geico.com. Let's talk about Tennessee. Where do you put Tennessee? I mean, I'm looking for the best team in the country right now. And other than Oregon, I don't have anybody. I don't. I mean, I don't have a team. Maybe you do, but is it Tennessee? And, you kept an eye on that game. We're going to hear from Josh Heupel here right now in a matter of seconds. But give me a quick hit on Tennessee. Are we looking at an outlier team, or is it the other T in the SEC, and that being Texas up 17-0 at the half over Texas A&M? Let me hear.
Marty, I think you're catching Tennessee at the right time, and here's why. This game looked disastrous to start off. I mean,
nothing's worse than
taking the field and having a team just walk you down on the first freaking play. I mean, that was bad. But to see them respond on the road, now granted, it is Vanderbilt. I was at the stadium today. There's a lot of renovation going on. It is Vanderbilt. But to respond on the road and for Nico to have one of the more efficient games, 18 for 26, 257, and four touchdowns with one pick, that was very, very strong. Coupled with 178 on the ground, on the road, after the Vandy takes the field and walks them on the first play, I think you're catching Tennessee at the right time. And, they've still got, four games left, and they're starting to click. So this season's just been about who's clicking at which times. We've seen Ole Miss rise and fall. We've seen Florida be down and then come up. We've seen Tennessee rise and fall. We've seen Georgia rise and fall. Tennessee is rising, and they're surging fast. So I think that's the team you really want to look out for as we enter this long postseason stretch.
All right, Bailey Peck, see if you can cue up Josh Heupel. I'm going to listen to this very carefully. Now, this was a quarterback at Oklahoma under Bob Stoops and Jonathan Hayes and Chuck Long, and has really parlayed into a very nice head coaching career. Let's hear right now Josh Heupel. And, Nick, I may have to carry you over here for a few minutes. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Finishing regular season the right way and be a man to do that and be prepared the right way, practice the right way. We sure didn't start the right way. The competitive composure, belief in the guys around you. Just kept fighting and, you know, flipped the game there in the second quarter and in early third. And just, defensively, I thought we did a great job bottling him up all day long, handling the run game and really limiting their pass game. So it'll be the late drive in the fourth. Offensively, you know, after the turnover early, settled into the ball game and, you know, maximized our opportunities for the most part. Just a good football game, special teams, some things that we can do better. Again, you just look at the work that these guys have put in. Really proud for them to go finish and play the way that they did here. And it's a good team that we just got done playing. You look at their scores against some of the best teams in America and realize that. And great way to finish the season. Really proud of our guys.
Questions. We'll start with Austin and then go to David.
Josh, you referenced the start. Do you think it helped you?
Not exactly the way you would design it.
No, do you think it helped because you have such a veteran team in a lot of ways that those guys just weren't, you know, they weren't altered?
I think this team as a whole, one of its greatest strengths is its competitive makeup and the resiliency, the ability to just go play the next snap. Something that we talk about, we try to emulate throughout the year, not just during the season. It's a mature group of competitors, and certainly our veterans are, you know, older leaders operate that way, but our young guys have that competitive mindset too. It's one of the strengths of this football team. It's really special.
Josh, you knew everybody talked about the stakes that were here today. Did that make the locker room just now a little different from even some of your other wins that you've had, given what y'all accomplished?
Finishing the way that we needed to and that we wanted to always a sweet. And, you know, these guys earned the right for this to be a big game. They won out. They took it. You got to take it as a competitor when you're in the arena. There's a lot of fun inside of that locker room. Absolutely.
All right, great job out of you, Nick. So where do we put Tennessee? Where do we put them? I mean, the calendar is going to flip from November to December. Tomorrow we're going to have a ranking on Tuesday. Where is Tennessee right now? We spent a lot of time analyzing them. Where are the Vols right now, in your opinion?
I think you have to put them in the top five without question. You know, I think you have to knock Georgia 8 overtimes at home against a 7-5 team. If they don't get knocked, then something's seriously wrong. You knock Miami, and I think you've got them right there at number 5, perhaps on the outside looking in. But, I mean, they're bound to host a playoff game, in my opinion. Obviously, Ohio State's going to fall. I think they'll still be in. They might be on the road in the first round of the playoffs. But Tennessee's going to be right up there, and rightfully so. And presuming that Texas handles their business and keeps this lead going, I know it's 17-0 at half. They should be up there as well, but, I mean, your top of your SEC is Tennessee, Texas, and Georgia, and it should remain that way. Texas will be the top seed. Tennessee will be there, right there in the middle between Georgia and Texas, and then Georgia-Texas should face off next week in Atlanta, which will just be an absolute ball buster. So, as we've said all year, Marty, this season is a season of momentum, and I think right now SMU's got the momentum, Tennessee's got the momentum.
I agree.
Those are two
teams
that I don't want to face under any circumstances.
Nick, I think that's spot on, and that's why we spent so much time. I think your audio you got from Heupel is right on, and SMU, I'm telling you, nobody wants to play them. Listen, Iowa State is leading by 10, but I'm thinking I may opt out of Dallas, and I may go to Charlotte. We're approved. I'm going to probably go to Charlotte for the ACC title game. And I'm telling you, this SMU team, you know what? Listen, they're football players. They recruit guys from Texas, Florida, Louisiana, you know, I don't know, Mississippi. All I'm telling you is they just win. They play winning football. What a great job you did today. You really did. Can you hang over for a few minutes on the other side? Because I just want to, it won't be for the full segment, but I want to kind of crystal ball what we might see on Tuesday and where are we headed? Where are we headed with this? What are we going to see in the first round, Nick? What do you think, real quick? Give me a minute, and then I'll catch you on the other side. What do you think?
Yeah, I think in the first round, you might see an Alabama slip in there. You're going to see some teams that we thought initially didn't belong, that weren't on anyone's radar. I mean, no one saw Indiana coming. No one saw SMU coming. So
Right. Those
are teams that are going to actually get their shot to prove themselves. And I think that's what's going to be really exciting, because you've got your mix of traditional playoff teams that are going to be in their conference championships. You've got your new teams with conference realignment, Oregon and Texas. Those are going to be great teams to watch down the stretch. And then on top of that, you've got at-large bids that haven't competed in a football postseason, I mean, at least since the turn of the century, probably since we were wearing leather helmets. I mean, it's going to be really, really exciting.
All right. Well, I want to talk about Notre Dame on the other side, too. That's part of the reason I'm keeping you. And I'm a Notre Dame apologist, and I admit that. I wear it. I'm a card-carrying member of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish fan club. So I'll take my licks. But, Nick, you stay right there, okay? You stay right there. And
all right.
NFL, please, stay in there, because I want to get to Notre Dame. But I'm starting to think it might be, you know, that team that we're all looking for to really break through, it's starting to feel like Tennessee. It really does. And I think Nick nailed it. They got the mojo going. They're feeling good about themselves. They're extremely well coached. Heupel is an excellent coach. So maybe it's Tennessee. All right, you stay back. We come back on the other side here on Sports Byline, presented by GEICO. Don't go away.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, we're live in Southern California here on Sports Weekend. Marty Trail presented by Geico, by American Premium Vodka, and by Corona. Let's get Nick Douglas back in here. Nick, Notre Dame, big win today. 78th ranked schedule in the country. They're Notre Dame. Yeah, 1 foot in, 1 foot out of the ACC. They got their own NBC contract. I'm a Notre Dame fan. I'll admit it. Where do we go with Notre Dame? I mean, where do we go with Notre Dame? I know this drives people crazy, but, you know, it's kind of like they're the cherry on top of this unbelievable 12-team playoff. Listen, no sport, no league, no professional entity has ever expanded their playoff profile threefold. They went from 2 to 4 to 12. The NBA never did that. The NHL never did that. The NFL never did that. The NBA has never done that. College football has seized the steam, the appeal from 2 to 4 to 12 teams in the postseason. Notre Dame smack dab in the middle of it. Give me your take on the Irish and the 12-team playoff overall.
Yeah, Marty, I mean, the Irish are in a very odd position, but I think if you're an Irish fan, you can finally have that sigh of relief because you look at their margins of victory, 66-7 over Purdue, 28-3 over Miami of Ohio, and outside of a one-touchdown win against Louisville, I mean, they really have put the beating on these teams. Now, whether they're inferior opponents, you know, you can argue that, but in this season with a lot of turmoil across the SEC, the ACC has had some front runners and then some teams fall down. Look, they took an undefeated Navy, 51-14. They took an undefeated Army, 49-14. They've blown pretty much everyone out. So, as much as everyone likes to hate on Notre Dame, I think they subject themselves to a lot of scrutiny, and that's just understood. And I think they know what they're getting themselves into, you know, with their independent TV contract, different scheduling, and the like. But hey, if you blow out all the teams, and if you don't just skate by, if you really put the beating down on every single team you schedule, you can have the 78th ranked strength of schedule. And if you're sitting comfortably at 11-1, you're going to make that playoff as a strong at-large bid and likely host a game at home. And don't look now, Marty, but if Notre Dame hosts a team like SMU, who's in Dallas, you're looking at like 10 to 15 degrees and potentially snowing at kickoff. Talk about home field advantage. That's it right there.
No, you're right. And it's going to piss people off. It really is. Look, they lost to Northern Illinois. They got the 78th ranked schedule. This schedule that they put together is embarrassing. It really is. They played Navy and Army. Everybody said, oh, my God, Navy's undefeated. Army's undefeated at both the at MetLife against Navy and at Yankee Stadium with Army. Come on, man. They played Louisville. They played Florida State. Their schedule was a freaking disaster. And I'm a Notre Dame fan, and I didn't get to one game this year, and I'm not even upset that I didn't because they didn't play anybody. Come on, Nick. If you're Notre Dame, if you want this special dispensation, and if you want to be considered the holy grail of college football, would you play somebody, please? Seriously, Nick, that schedule's – they lost to Northern Illinois. Come on now.
I think Pete's got a lot to think about this offseason. I think he better be thanking his lucky stars that Louisville didn't upset him earlier this season because week five,
right.
If they drop that game, I don't think they're in.
I agree. If you couple – a loss to Louisville and Northern Illinois. You're right. They shouldn't go in. Hey, listen, I don't want to go crazy on this. Tell me about Alabama. You think they're getting in, really?
I think they're sort of on the outside looking in. They're on the fringe. But much like I discussed with the Ohio State bias, Indiana wouldn't get that bias if they were in the same position. Ole Miss wouldn't get that bias if they're in that position. I think Alabama's most definitely got a shot. But it would not shock me if they were the first team out, along with South Carolina, along with Ole Miss. Look, the SEC was very stacked this year, and the new round-robin scheduling format, everybody's playing each other. So everybody's strength of schedule is going to be pretty equal. And so with that, you're going to have a bunch of three-loss programs that are really strong. And I think Alabama's most definitely got a shot, but again, it's going to come down to what is the committee value.
All right, I'm going to close on this with you and let you go. We still got conference championship games. What is the storyline? What is the theme of the most jilted team? Who's at 13? Who's at 14? Is it Alabama? What are we going to be hearing about? What are we going to be streaming and screaming about when this final ranking comes up after we get through the conference championship games this coming weekend? Let me hear.
I think the God's honest opinion, Marty, there are going to be some serious objections to the 5 automatic conference championship bids.
I agree.
I think that's where the scrutiny is going to come from across the board.
I think
across the board, you'd almost have a unanimous agreement from everyone to say, okay, why don't we play the conference championships, and if we're going to do 12, let's do 12 at large. The top 12 teams go. And then if we want to do 16, we'll make it 16 at large. But the conference championship bid, especially with the discrepancy across the Big 12 and the SEC is only getting stronger. Big 12 sort of added teams for the sake of survival with the whole Pac-12 falling apart. I think across the board, everyone's going to agree that we just need to do the top 12 teams, or if we expand, just do all at large bids from here on out.
What is going on with Arizona State? 49-7 over Arizona. University of Arizona stinks. Arizona State's going to probably play Iowa State in the Big 12 championship in Dallas next Saturday night. Nick, the Big 12 is not getting any respect. Let's close on this. I promise I'll let you go. I believe in the Big 12, but you don't sound like you do. Let me hear.
I mean, Marty, across the board, you're looking at these top teams. Look, the Big 12 is just going to be one of those conferences. And until something drastically changes across the sport in the Big 12, you've got to go 11-1 to clinch your playoff spot. Really, you want to go 12-0, but 11-1 will pretty much get you in. 10-2 will have you on the fringe. And here's why: it's go look at those Ole Miss schedules. Go look at the Texas schedule. Go look at the top SEC and Big Ten teams. Really, it's the SEC. Look at those schedules, and I mean, you just have to have a strong margin of victory, much like Notre Dame. Notre Dame proved it's possible at 11-1. You got a weak schedule, but a strong margin of victory week after week after week, you will get in. But the Big 12 is probably going to grab that 12 spot just because they're behind Boise State. And how is Boise State up there? Because they've got one loss on the road at Oregon, and they've just dominated every single week. That's why I see them ahead, and I think there's justice there. I really do.
Well, it's all going to come out in the wash, as they like to say. Nick, you did a phenomenal job today, brother. I am so glad we have you on the team, and I'm so glad you're going to be with us for the whole host of playoff games, and it's just great. I mean, this is better. You know what? This is the NFL times two. This is unbelievable. Listen, get
really
some sleep.
Is.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. I'll talk to you on Monday. We're going to have you on Monday to wrap this thing up and probably come right back on Tuesday after we get the rankings. It's going to be really, really, I think, exciting to see how everything pans out. So good job out of you, pal. Thank you.
All righty, Marty. Thank you, my man. Look forward to an exciting postseason.
You got it. There you go. Our man Nick Douglas on the SEC. Giovanna Scroggins tonight, and we heard from Josh Heupel. You know, anybody that thinks they've got this thing all figured out, come on, really? You got this college football thing figured out? Really? How can you? At the top, okay, if you want to say, okay, it's Oregon, nobody else. I mean, seriously, Ohio State lost to Michigan today. What the hell is going on there? You don't think Ryan Day and Chip Kelly aren't going to take some heat for that? But you know what? If we're sitting here in mid-January, a couple of weeks out before the Super Bowl, and we crown Ohio State as the National College Football Championship, or as the champions. Would I be surprised? Probably not. It's incredible. So I think the thing at this point is to who is out there that nobody's paying attention to? Is it Penn State and James Franklin? I mean, listen, Drew Aller, great quarterback. They've got some skill positions. They put unbelievable pressure on opposing team quarterbacks. They really do. They have a great pass rush, defense. Get a home game at Beaver Stadium. Put them in the next round. Put them in the, you know, the quarters. Put them in the semis. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's a, you know, maybe it's a James Franklin coming home party. Penn State football is back. All the Paterno and Sandusky crap is in the rearview mirror. National champions, Penn State, linebacker university. I don't know. Notre Dame, where do you go with the Fighting Irish? They didn't play anybody. I mean, Southern Cal today, great environment. The, you know, great environment, Coliseum in L.A. Come on now. But USC is, you know, a project right now. Lincoln Riley's got work to do in L.A. He's got a lot of work to do. You know, I think we might have captured the essence of it. Maybe it's the Tennessee. I don't know. And who knows? Alabama gets in. Texas A&M, I mean, they're down 17 at the half. They're out with a loss. College football's crazy. It really is. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to wrap up the show. And a great job out of Bailey Peck. Great job out of our Tyler Levine and Nico Beef Sauce with a little college, soccer rewind. And let me tell you something. Tyler Levine's a huge Michigan fan. I'm going to have to listen to him all next week. Oh, my God. I'm dreading it already. And it's still only Saturday into a Sunday. All right, don't forget, we got a lot of action here all weekend right here on Sports Byline, right? Come on, Andy Dorf, they're going to have a great show on Sunday morning. We're going to preview all the NFL action. How about Baltimore-Philadelphia? How good is that game? Okay, you can tell me about T-Day. You can tell me about Detroit and Chicago and all the controversy and the play calling. We're getting ready for a great NFL Sunday with Baltimore-Philly. We're coming back here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Sherrill. We're live in Southern California as Notre Dame took care of business today against the Trojans from USC. Coming back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Live from Southern California on a Saturday into a Sunday of Sports Weekend. I'm Artie Shaw, presented by Geico, geico.com. And Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 towards your closing costs right now with every approved mortgage at Rocket Mortgage. All right, Baltimore, Philly, come on now. I mean, that is a great game, right? The Eagles right now are the team. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, anybody who will listen, the Eagles are the team trending in the right direction. San Francisco, NFC a mess. Detroit, oh, everybody's, you know, girl with the curl team. Yeah, easy. I'm telling you, even and these are two challenged teams in terms of their coaching. Sirianni scares me in Philly, and Campbell's a riverboat gambler in Detroit. I'm telling you right now, I think the Eagles might be the chic team. Now, listen, I'm going to eat crow. I'm going to say it. I'm going to bookmark this commentary right now. I will absolutely eat crow, devoid of any olive oil, any spices, any salt and pepper. If the Philadelphia Eagles lay an egg on Sunday, I will eat crow raw on Monday. Raw. Not even cooked, not even slapped in the microwave to make it bearable for 30 seconds in the microwave. I will absolutely eat unadulterated raw crow. The Eagles will destroy Baltimore on Sunday. You hear me? They're going to absolutely destroy them. Double digits, 10, 12, 14-point victory. The Eagles are hot. Saquon Barkley destroyed the opposition. 255 on the ground. Are you kidding me? Now, granted, it's the Rams. I'm not getting crazy here. I realize that. You got to factor in the fact that the Rams can't stop a nosebleed or a sniffle. But let me tell you something. Saquon at 255. And Baltimore's defense isn't good. In fact, it's flat out bad. Bailey Peck, you did an outstanding job this evening, my friend. I really appreciate you. I want to thank Tyler Levine, Nico Beef Sauce, and Tyler Extra Special for his work on Friday, which gave us a replay hour. Listen, we got a lot to get to here in the next couple weeks, right? I mean, we got all sorts of stuff. The 12-team playoff. We got, you know, NBA heading into the holiday season. We haven't even paid attention to college basketball because we had so much on our plate. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Live in Southern California, back at it next Saturday. We'll catch you Monday at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, and 3 Pacific on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.
It's such a shame. Says she needs some room to breathe. Let her do her thing.
Standing outside in the rain, say it to my face, cause I gotta let it go. Thought it might have been love, she don't feel it though. Why you acting like we ain't been here before? We've been here before, yeah, it's such a shame.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest though. I used to heat your